The Planter's Place Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Ellen Wells once again with the Just Veggies Podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, and you can find that right here at plantersplace.com. So give that a read when you get a chance. Thank you for joining me today for a topic that is a little bossy. And I'm going to say bossy because I'm going to call it, you should grow broccoli. Now, I don't really try to tell people what to do, although my brother would disagree. But you should grow broccoli. It really is one of the best and tastiest vegetables that you probably are not eating a lot of. And if you are eating it, you are probably not eating what I consider to be the best part, and that is the stems. I love the stems. Love them. Now, as I said, these are bold statements I'm making, and they're mostly subjective. Maybe you don't like broccoli. That's okay. George Bush, that's fine. You don't have to like broccoli. But, you know, chances are I am at least 90% correct when it comes to what you're eating. You are not eating the stems, and you maybe are not eating broccoli. According to the National Institutes of Health, broccoli is a very important source of fiber, vitamins A, C, and K, and calcium, and potassium, and iron, and antioxidants, and bioactive compounds. I'm not exactly sure what bioactive compounds are, but, you know, if the NIH says they're good for you, you should probably be eating them, or foods that are rich in bioactive compounds. That is a lot to pack into one veggie. So that's why you should be growing broccoli and also eating broccoli. And it might be a reason why the All-America Selections team of judges decided to award two different varieties of broccoli, new varieties of broccoli, with their All-America Selections Winners Award for 2024. So yeah, they've chosen two new varieties of broccoli, and both go beyond your standard, you know, like green dome-shaped thing. And, you know, not only is it easy to grow and healthy for you, these broccoli varieties are visually interesting, I think, to grow in your gardens. And I will now tell you what those are. The broccoli, the first one I have for you is called the Broccoli Purple Magic. That's the name of the variety. And as you can tell from its name, you don't even have to see it, it's purple. Its tightly packed florets add really some interesting color, and a rare color, to a sea of green that you normally see in a vegetable garden, especially a vegetable garden in a cool season that's dominated by, let's say, you know, cabbage and kale. And what else is growing? Collards, you know, all those greeny kind of things, unless you're growing purple kale. And according to these judges, the All-America Selections judges, they grew this variety against competing varieties, similar but competing varieties, in a trial garden. Purple Magic is also tolerant of heat and other stressors, probably a little bit of drought, something like that. And if you think about broccoli, it excels in cool weather. I just mentioned the fall garden. But to have a fall harvest, you've got to plant that plant out in the hot, hot garden in August. So it might start out hot, but it ends cool. Or I should say, it might end cool, but it starts out hot. So having a heat-tolerant broccoli is an excellent idea. So because being heat-tolerant, you just produce the best fall crop because there are no stressors, right? Now, if you sow it from seed, Purple Magic takes about 100 days to harvest. Or if you have a transplant, you save 10 days, you can harvest it in 90 days. 3 months, that's excellent. So look for your heads to grow upwards of about 30 inches tall and about 20 inches wide. So it gives you that big traditional dome-shaped head, but it's purple. It's a really nice, darker purple. I like it. Not eggplant purple, but a little bit lighter than that. It's impressive, I think. The next broccoli I'm going to talk about is called Sky Tree. Now, this is what I was alluding to earlier when I mentioned that you aren't eating the best part, which in my opinion, as I said before, is the stem. I love the stem. Anyway, Sky Tree is tall and lanky. It's very tall and upright because it's somewhat looser head, so it's not tightly packed. And it has really long stems, as I mentioned before. And those long stems have two benefits. Number one, it's easier to cut the head from the base. When it's a big head with a short base, it's kind of hard to get down there with your knife to just trim off the end of the stem. You got to really turn the head and crank the head a little bit. And, you know, you end up breaking it. But with this, there's enough room in there for you to go in there and just slice it off at the bottom. So that's number one. Number two, and, you know, like I said, you can harvest more of the delectable stems. And they, I don't know this for sure, but they are probably less woody when they're that long and tall. Now, if you get your hands on some Sky Tree seed, it'll take you about 85 days to harvest. But if you're using transplants, you can get into this plant and bring it into your kitchen probably within 70 days. That's a good 2 weeks earlier. Now, while plants reach a height of just 24 inches, as opposed to the 30 for Purple Magic, its width is just 12 inches. So like I said, it's a lanky character. Again, these are cool season crops. You could grow a quick spring crop by starting seeds indoors if you want to. But like I said, I consider broccoli to be a fall harvest, so I would hold off for fall, which means I'm waiting until the beginning of August or so to sow my seeds. Or maybe I'll wait 2 weeks and get some transplants from somewhere. Either way, I'm going to end up with a delicious harvest. And I'll have stems to eat for days, which is excellent. Here's a tip. If you want to eat your stems of your broccoli plants, use a peeler, like a carrot peeler, and just lightly shave off the woody parts of the stem. And then slice them on a diagonal. If they look too thick for you, cut them in half. That would be lengthwise. It cooks a little bit more. And here's another thing. Put them in your stir fry or whatever you're having a little bit sooner than you put the florets in. And then just eat it along with the rest of the broccoli. It's delicious. Well, that's my culinary tip for today. Thank you so much for listening, and you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.